Wonder Soul.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Wonder Soul podcast. And in this episode, we're going to talk about Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, the latest MCU film to release. And I actually went and saw this last night, and I was going to record the moment I got home. I was a little tired. And plus, I kind of enjoy letting certain experiences like marinate, I guess, and just let my thoughts organize and process what I just witnessed. Because sometimes your initial reaction is vastly different from what you end up thinking about or feeling about when it comes to a certain project, whether it's like an album, a video game, a movie, whatever, a book. And anyways, so I went and saw Shang-Chi. Now, let's just be real. Like, I didn't know much about the character. Part of me feels like Marvel would have preferred to do something like an Iron Fist, but because it was just a complete flop, the Netflix show, and how they haven't really figured out what they're doing with those characters right now, even though those are pretty prominent characters in the Marvel universe, like Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Daredevil especially. When it came to Marvel, when it came to martial arts, I always thought of Iron Fist. I never even knew really too much about Shang-Chi. Now, I knew a lot or enough about the Mandarin and the Ten Rings and all that because of, what was it, Iron Man 3, I think? Yeah, so with that film, and even though, spoiler alert, they pulled a twist on us and the Mandarin that they were showing us wasn't the actual Mandarin. It was like an actor, which that's a whole nother thing as well. That I didn't really like because I've always associated the Mandarin with Iron Man. So I was really hyped to see that they were going to pull a big Iron Man villain. And I think it was in like the Iron Man TV show, like the cartoon that we see the Mandarin a lot. Or maybe, yeah, I think it was that. You guys let me know if I'm right on that. But anyways, Shang-Chi, I saw the trailers and the teasers, and I think I've mentioned this before about where I'm at with like the MCU at this moment and Marvel in general. I talked about it in the Spider-Man episode, because I think maybe, if I'm going to be honest with you guys, like I just needed a break. I think we had just gotten so much Marvel, especially when it came down to the wire with like Infinity War, Endgame and stuff like that. I think at that point I was just like, okay, yeah, this was really cool. But now we have like 20 films, I think, at that point. And I was invested, obviously, like so many others, and I was enjoying it. But, you know, when the pandemic hit and theaters were closed, by the way, I did go to my local theater to see this and wore my mask and did all that stuff. And just, it was the first movie I've seen in a theater since like February 2020, which sucks, man, because I really enjoyed the theater experience. I know streaming services are really convenient, and I know like with HBO Max and even Disney Plus, which they caught a lot of flack from releasing certain movies that were supposed to go to the movie theater to streaming services. Even though like that makes the most sense, you know, safety wise, but anyways, complicated issue, I'm assuming. I don't know the details. But the last movie I saw in an actual movie theater was with my friend Graham. We went and saw the second My Hero Academia movie, because the third one is coming out in October. Like October 29th, weirdly, like right before Halloween. I don't know why. Like, that's kind of a weird date in my mind, but that's neither here nor there. That's a whole different discussion. But yeah, it's like the weekend of Halloween. And, you know, nothing says Halloween like My Hero Academia, right? Because I don't know about you guys, I like to just watch horror movies in the month of October and spooky stuff. But, you know, I'm definitely going to go check out that movie. I'm a hardcore MHA fan, right? But anyway, Shang-Chi. So I went to the theater last night and saw it. And I gotta just come out and say, like, I really enjoyed this film. I really, really was having a good time with it. And I think there's so much that I wanted to make sure I was processing correctly and organize my thoughts, because like I said, I don't know a lot about this character. So I'm not going to be able to geek out in that way. Like, it's not like I've been a longtime fan of Shang-Chi and I've been like, oh, I can't wait for them to bring Shang-Chi into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, I'm so excited. I hope they do him right, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was just kind of like coming in more as a newcomer. And, you know, these origin films by Marvel, they are pretty copy and paste at this point. There's a formula at Marvel. I think they're trying in some kind of way to break away from that. They're introducing a lot of weird shit, like with the multiverse, and some of the characters that we're left with now are not as grounded as, say, a Captain America or an Iron Man. And Shang-Chi is actually a part of this like hybrid of it. At first is kind of grounded martial arts, but then we get into some mystical, you know, different creatures, dragons and stuff, all that. So, so I think they want to try different stuff, and the What If series is doing well. Loki did really well. WandaVision, stuff like that. Like the Disney Plus shows have done pretty well. I've heard mixed bags about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I heard mixed bags. I think mostly negative about Black Widow, but I haven't seen it, so I really can't give you an opinion on it. But I still really don't have any interest to see Black Widow. But I heard it was just kind of a mixed response. So I was like hearing a lot of positive things about Shang-Chi over the weekend. I'm like, well, you know, I got time, Monday night, let me go over there and check it out, see if I can catch a, you know, a showing. And I was like, this is going to be my first like interest in Marvel in a minute. So I'm also excited about that because I don't have Disney Plus. And yeah, it was fun. I guess what you guys would want to hear is about the movie. So there's going to be spoilers in here later. I'll be very clear about those things. So I think right now I'm going to just talk vaguely about certain aspects of the film. So if you like anything that you hear that, and you haven't seen this film, I definitely encourage you to go check it out or watch it however you feel comfortable and safe. I forgot how uncomfortable certain theater seats could be. And I remember how comfortable they can be. They're getting pretty nice in certain theaters, but this one I went to was just, oh man, it was so uncomfortable. They really need to change their seating. Maybe we're just spoiled from laying in bed or watching stuff like this on the couch now for over a year. But so Shang-Chi, MCU, Marvel, martial arts. I love like Shaw Brothers, old kung fu flicks and stuff like that. I mean, I was really excited for Iron Fist, and then that was let down. I like the fight scenes and stuff like Daredevil, even stuff I would say from like Captain America, like the Winter Soldier, like elevator scene, stuff like that. Like I really, I think in a world of pulp culture and entertainment where so many things are like CGI, that it's easier to just do that than anything practical. I'm like, I got a weakness to. So when you have some really good fighting scenes that the camera can stay focused on the action, it's not like bouncing around everywhere, shaking. It's not completely dark and you really can't see what's going on because maybe they have a CGI character and that's really tricky to do in light. I think that's like what people were saying about like Wonder Woman 84. Which I didn't see either. So with Shang-Chi, like the fighting, this is some of the best fighting and action, like in that sense that you get in any of the MCU films, I would say. Like, it'd be really cool to see more like martial arts from other characters that I know are really good at like hand-to-hand combat. Like even Spider-Man, it'd be nice to see him kind of, cause he's so agile. I don't know. I just see him as like someone who's like, yeah, he's got super strength, but he also has like really nice agility. It'd be really cool to see him do some martial arts. But in Shang-Chi, like they really pay the respects to like classic kung fu flicks. And that was really nice. And sure, towards the end of the film, things get a little bit more mystical. Like the finale is kind of CGI heavy. But I think it did a fair job of giving us enough like grounded martial arts and action sequences to like warranted the, you know, like I gave it a pass. I was like, all right, this I'm down for this. So the action is really good. So if you're a fan of like action in general, like in movies and stuff, like I think you'll be cool with this. like I said, this is an origin film and the pacing's pretty good. There's like a lull in the middle a little bit. And there's obviously a point where you do feel like, okay, we've kind of like, skirt, we've halted to a kind of a slow pace here. But then the climax picks up, you know, but it's like right there about 2/3 in, I think it just kind of slows. Because they have to like fill in the blanks. It's an origin type film and story. So they have to give you all the world building things. They have to tell you all about these characters, where they've been, not just now, but where they've been their whole life and what led up to this point, you know, so they have to take time to do that. And they, I think they did a good job with it because it really starts off with action and the pacing is really good where there's something to see, at least for like the majority of the film, there's some action going on. Maybe it would have been cool to see a little bit more and, you know, but I was satisfied. So like, they do a pretty good job explaining the premise of like the Ten Rings. Though like the Ten Rings are literally like rings on the Mandarin in the comics, I think, where he and they all, I don't know if they're kind of like, now I know some heavy comic nerds are out there listening and shout out to you guys. Please help me fill in the blanks on certain things that I'm missing out on. But like, I was pretty sure that the Mandarin's rings were kind of like Infinity Stone type esque power things, like not on the same scale, but they all, each ring had a certain ability or something with these rings. They're almost like bracelets that they wear on their like forearm, you know, but I gotta say like, it's pretty dope. It's pretty weird though. Like the weapon itself, like they use it to like propel themselves up in the air. They use it as like kind of like a whip. They kind of use it as like shooting like one at a time, like bullets in a sense. They use it to punch and make their kinetic energy, their strength like increase. They use it as a shield. They're just like, it's kind of crazy. They're at a point where they almost do like a Kamehameha, like he condenses the rings. It's like, so there's a lot of versatile ways of using this. And I guess like in a way they don't have a real reason or a backstory to how these rings were discovered. Like it's the legend of the Ten Rings. So it's a legend. Like there's like a lot that's just like, I mean, it was said that he found him in like the core of the earth or some shit. Like there was something at the very beginning. But like the rings themselves are actually really cool. And I thought that this movie visually was really nice to look at. And it gave, with the action and like the power sets, it gave me hope for like a live action Dragon Ball Z film. Seriously. Like I know that seems like blasphemy to a lot of people listening right now, but look, I'm telling you, Disney owns Fox. Fox owns live action rights, Dragon Ball. I would almost go out on a limb and say that Disney in their properties are like looking to see what the market is for like more Asian, Eastern influence, like films and stories, which I think, man, look at where anime and manga is right now. Look at what so many amazing Asian actors, actresses, directors, creators are doing and how they're influencing the West here and just all over the world. Like, of course, like get more of that in the mainstream. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to support this film, because I'm like, well, I like all that. Like, you know, if I can support this film and check it out and actually form like an honest opinion, because even if this didn't live up to any expectations and I didn't really have any, like I would love to like just put my voice out there to some capacity and just kind of, you know, hopefully, I don't know. It's not like anybody at Marvel would be listening, but you know what I'm saying? Like I would just want to give my criticism. So hopefully that they would improve, you know, but I feel like there is room for improvement. This isn't like a perfect film by any means. But man, like even Shang-Chi is pretty dope. Like as a main character, you know, he kind of reminds me, this sounds really bad. No, it doesn't sound that bad. But like, I remember in the first Mortal Kombat film, like Liu Kang was like hiding away from his homeland. And he was in this room, and that's kind of like how you're introduced to Shang-Chi. And I really liked that. I was like, oh, dude, this reminds me of Liu Kang in that Mortal Kombat film. But he's a likable character. He doesn't have like a goofy ass personality, which I see a lot from like a Paul Rudd Ant-Man, a Star-Lord Chris Pratt type thing, where it's just like that guy's got to be kind of silly and goofy and he's always got to come out with the jokes. Like the humor is really nice in this. It's not over the top. And sometimes I'm afraid that Marvel just feels like they can't take themselves serious. But I think there's some really serious like tones in this movie. Especially in references to like family, family lineage, you know, pressure from your parents of what you should be, and, you know, abuse, emotional abuse in some ways. I think physical abuse, obviously, like Shang-Chi is like trained from a young age to basically be an assassin. So you tell me how that would work out, right? But like, Shang-Chi is pretty cool. Like he has some really cool fight scenes. The other characters are entertaining. The guy who plays the Mandarin, even though he's like Wayne Wu, I think, or something like that. Like he has a different title, but he even addresses in the film like, yeah, well, I go by many names. And yeah, so I'm gonna call him the Mandarin. So he steals the show for me. Like he did really good. He has a lot of complex layers to him, a lot of emotion. I love when a villain, because he's technically the villain, I love when the villain is like misunderstood, or, you know, you can kind of see where they're coming from. You know, like their methods don't really, they're not justified, but like I understand like he would, why he would do some of the things he was doing. Just wish he didn't do it by, I don't know, murdering people, like stuff like that. Right. But like, you know, the just certain things that are shown in the movie from other characters, like I think it's just like it's cool when a movie can do world building, but keep it focused on just your main cast. Like they introduce a lot of different concepts, different worlds or lands, I guess. And yet, like, you're still with the same group of people. It's not jumping around. So I really like that. What else is there to say? I guess, like, I kind of wanted to take a moment. I got Wikipedia up, you know, like the most reliable resource on the internet for information. Like, they never lie, right? But I wanted to kind of inform people and educate people and myself on some of the history of Shang-Chi. And maybe like hearing what the comic book, this source material character is like together live, well, not technically live, but in this recording, we can react to some of the things. And if you've seen the movie or if you plan to go see the movie, then you'll have a better understanding. The title of this episode, I already know, is going to be called Master of Kung Fu. And that's the title that was like associated with Shang-Chi. That would have been really cool to see, like, instead of Shang-Chi Legend of the Ten Rings, they did something like, you know, Master of Kung Fu. Maybe like they did sequels, you know, like I think everybody gets three films, it feels like, right? But, so yeah, he's, you know, he's from Marvel Comics, obviously. His he was created by writer Steve Englehart and artist Jim Starlin. And he debuted in Special Marvel's edition number 15, 1973. So in the Bronze Age of comic books, and starring in his own solo title. He didn't do his own solo title until 1983. So that's really crazy, man. Like he's been around for a while, and that's why I'm like, man, I don't really see him in the limelight with all these other characters a lot, you know. That's pretty wild that he is an original character. This the Shang-Chi plan for MCU kind of feels like when they introduced Ant-Man to me. It's kind of like one of those like characters that maybe people would know but not really, and you know, just throwing them out there, we'll really see how people react to it. Like Marvel just wants to get weird and introduce a variety of different like types of films. Like this is a martial arts film. Like that's cool. Like why is the MCU successful? There's tons of reasons, but the one that I want to point out to right now before going any further is that every film should and could feel different. Like it's a different genre. You have sci-fi, you have war, like espionage, you have, you know, fantasy, a bunch of different types of genres that Marvel as a property can pull from its characters. And so with this, you get a martial arts movie, and that's really dope. So, you know, there's a couple of stories that I've seen Shang-Chi in. I didn't know he was in the Heroes for Hire, which is like, to me, in my mind, Luke Cage and Iron Fist and stuff, but I don't know much more about that. Let's see. Oh, see, Marvel Now, which was like a relaunch that was like a handful of years ago, I think. But he joined the Avengers. A lot of people were wondering if he was part of the Avengers ever. I don't remember him, but he is now. He is now, technically, like any character that's introduced is an Avenger, right? Is that a rule for the MCU? I don't know. Let's see. But yeah, he was in the Avengers in that. That's cool. I know he was a part of something when it came to Spider-Man. There was a story called like Attack on Spider Island or something like that. Oh, wow. They have Shang-Chi versus the Marvel Universe. What? As the new Supreme Commander of the Five Weapon Society, Shang-Chi finds himself struggling with balancing his loyalties between the superhero community and his family obligations. Wow, that would be an interesting story. Huh. But here's something that I really wanted to jump into. When it came to this character, like obviously when you're dealing with superheroes and stuff, you want to know like what are their powers and abilities? So like, is Shang-Chi just a good martial artist? Like, I mean, is that it? I mean, because if you didn't know the character, I would assume that you only see the Mandarin with the 10 rings. So you're like, okay, that's his powers. Or that's that guy's powers. That's not Shang-Chi's. Even though like in marketing and stuff, you see that he has rings. But this, let's just read over this real quick. Although it has never been determined exactly how extensive Shang-Chi's fighting skills are, he has beaten numerous superhuman opponents. He is classed as an athlete, but he is one of the best non-superhumans in martial arts and has dedicated much of his life to the art, being referred to by some as the greatest empty hand fighter and practitioner of Kung Fu alive. Wow. Even Ares acknowledging him as one of the few mortals who can hold their own against a god without the use of magic. Whoa. I'm assuming that's Ares, the god of war. I forgot exactly how, like those type of gods like work into the Marvel universe. But let's see, let's just keep reading a little bit. Many of his physical abilities seem to stem from his mastery of chi, which often allows him to surpass physical limitations of normal athletes. He has also demonstrated the ability to dodge and catch bullets from machine guns and sniper rifles, and is able to deflect gunshots with his bracers. Shang-Chi is also trained in concentration and meditation and is an expert in various hand weapons, including, but not limited to, staffs, swords, and so much more. Wow. Due to his martial art prowess, Shang-Chi is a highly sought out teacher and has mentored many characters in Kung Fu and hand-to-hand combat. Some of Shang-Chi's most prominent students and sparring partners have included Captain America, Spider-Man, and Wolverine. Ooh, I would love to see Wolverine and Shang-Chi. That'd be really cool. He's also very in tune with the chi emitted by all living things, giving him the ability to like pick up on other people's energy. Okay, so basically he's like, oh, he's got like the chi, the expertise in so many types of weapons and stuff like that. That's really cool. And there's more to it, you know, if you want to take time to jump in. Well, that's basically what you get. You get that in this movie. So, hey, there you go. It looked like they were going to do a Shang-Chi film in 2003. It was actually in development at DreamWorks Pictures. So kind of glad we didn't get that. It seemed like we were going to get something then, maybe even in 2004, but it just didn't happen. And then Marvel got the rights back from DreamWorks and Paramount, which are to include all these other characters in this deal. They got Captain America, Nick Fury, Doctor Strange, Hawkeye, Power Pack, which we haven't seen. I don't think so. Maybe there's a cartoon, but I don't think we've seen Power Pack, the Black Panther, and Cloak and Dagger, which they had a show on Hulu and CW. Maybe, I don't know. It's one of those, but I think it's not even on air anymore. But then obviously 2018, that's when they started writing and preparing for this film. So, and then the pandemic hit, so they had to move everything back, but here we are. So, there's really, you know, there's the only spoilers that I want to get into is just like talking about some of the stuff, like at the very end. Okay. So spoiler alert, last 5 minutes of this episode are going to be pretty spoiler filled, I guess, for whatever I can think of off the top of my head. I'm going to take a sip of coffee, but yeah. So if you're not into spoilers, you got until I'm done with the sip of coffee to bounce out, go see the movie, because I think you should, and then come back and listen to the rest of the episode. So, Wonder Soul runs on Duncan. That's, they don't pay me, but maybe one day. So here we are. Spoiler. I guess like it's just an overall spoiler. For me, what I liked about the movie is that it was grounded at the beginning. You know, you're talking about assassins, pure martial arts, fighting rings, illegal fighting rings, you know, fighting on the bus, even though that dude had a like machete sword for an arm. You know, that's not like out of the realm of like, okay, he just attached a, you know, a sword to his arm. But once like the 10 rings and then the land that they go to where his mother's from, and that's like where the finale is held, where we introduce like soul sucking demons, faceless, furry, winged creatures, lion-esque, Eastern influence. Like the, they look like some stuff from some art that you would find in the East, and like probably are in like Asian mythology of some sort. There's like, the movie introduces you to the world that Shang-Chi has been a part of because he ran away basically, and he's like valeting cars, and he just doesn't want to go through with being anything related to his dad and his army of the 10 rings and all that. But then like we get to a point where we're just in bonkers land, and it's like fun though, because you're seeing like, there's sometimes that I've really encouraged people to just take a moment. I know we get so much stimulation from these films and stories that weird things don't even feel that weird anymore. But just remember, like when you're watching this film at some points, to stop and pause and go, I'm literally watching a dragon fighting this Cthulhu-like type creature in the air while other, you know, people are fighting these soul-sucking demons, while our main character is riding a dragon and has these power rings that can do so much. It's just like a lot, man. And it's so wacky, so weird. And I love it, dude. I was like all for it. I'm like, please. Marvel, like, you got people into your stuff. It's okay. The only way that you're going to continue to do more of what you're doing and experiment and try new things, like, this felt safe, but it also felt like they were able to kind of do what they wanted, and they've learned from the previous origin films. And that's why I was talking about the pacing and just kind of like, okay, we're going to ease people in, we're going to do some martial arts, and then we're going to do martial arts, but with like a more like mystical, like vibrant flow to it. And that's where the chi and stuff like that I can see can kind of get in there. And that's where like those scenes, I was like, wow, you could totally do a Dragon Ball movie. Like, you could do anime live action, right? Like, with certain properties, like, you have to give up certain things that are not going to translate on the big screen, but the action you can capture, which the action was cool, man. Like, even when Shang-Chi's like fighting his dad with like his like stick, that was really cool. And just like the fighting scenes throughout the film, like, I was satisfied. Like, Even the one on the side of the building, which was just kind of intense because I'm like, dude, they're hanging outside of a freaking skyscraper. And let's just be honest, Shang-Chi killed a lot of people in this film. They were falling through their deaths, okay? But like his dad and his dad, oh, dude, he just has a swagger to him. Like this intimidation where you know he's powerful and he still smirks at you. And you're like, ooh, you do not want to mess with this guy. But whenever he's fighting at the very beginning of the film, I thought that was badass how they opened the film. And just like even towards the finale, I was like, yes, this is what I'm here for, man. Show me the fights. So it would be kind of cool to see a sequel that was a little bit maybe a darker in the sense of like a grittier fighting and action or something of that, you know, like Shang-Chi Master of Kung Fu should be the sequel or something like that. I don't know what they'll do with him. But yeah, like the end was just wacky and I loved it. And I was like really enjoying the film. I was like, man, I don't know if it's because I didn't have any expectations. I didn't know what to expect or I don't know. Maybe this was just the right. At this point, I feel like what's wrong with the MCU is that people feel like they have to see everything, even though not everything is made for them. Like people probably went and saw Black Widow or watched it at home and really had a good time. And maybe they really love Black Widow, blah, blah, blah. They love the premise of like her character and just the type of action and film that you would get in a live action Black Widow film. But, you know, for a long time, I was like, oh, I got to watch every movie. I got to watch every show. It all connects, blah, 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 blah. But not everything is made for me. And I think that's just fair to accept that I don't need to watch Black Widow, but I can still, you know, look up or listen to other people talk about it and get information that might serve a purpose in this other thing that I'm watching Marvel related, right? So I keep that in mind, people, that, you know, I don't know where they're going with this and how they plan to thread everything together. And they're obviously introducing new characters like Shang-Chi. And I'm excited for the wackiness that's like going to unfold. I mean, look at Spider-Man. Dude, it's about to get weird. I mean, literally, like I said, like one of the coolest aspects is to think that we're going to have a Spider-Man movie that has Doctor Strange in it. It's like the co-star. That's cool. And we're at that level. We're at that point. So keep going with it. But with that being said, don't feel bad if you don't feel like you want to watch WandaVision or if you don't feel like you want to watch Hawkeye when that series comes out or you don't feel like watching the What If show. You shouldn't feel that pressure. Like these are entertainment properties. Just enjoy whatever you feel like you should and would enjoy. Like I like martial art kung fu flicks. I like a lot of action-packed anime manga. This movie was something in more in my realm of taste. And that's probably why I was able to spend my money, go to the theater, even though the seats were hella uncomfortable, still enjoy what I was seeing on screen and walked away satisfied. So that's really all I got to say about Shang-Chi because I'm not like that much of an expert on the character or different things. And I don't really do reviews because I'm not like a movie critic. I don't have the expertise. And I'll just, you know, I like to talk about certain things that I enjoy. And I just like to geek out about it as much as I can. I would love to give more people awareness because I know with theaters and just different things and maybe even some Marvel burnout, I still know that a lot of my friends like anime and stuff like that. And I don't want you to sleep on this film. I think you would enjoy it. I'm excited, oddly, like very surprisingly, not even oddly, about what they'll do with this character next and where this character will be. Because like, I think if they do it right, it's going to be even cooler the second time around when you see a lot of these characters on the screen for the first time together, like Shang-Chi hanging out with Daredevil, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel. Who else is coming out? Blade. I feel like they are kind of doing a dark. I don't know. That's a whole nother conversation, guys. I'm going to go on a ramble. I'm going to try to keep it contained. We've already gone for a little over 30 minutes. So with that being said, hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you have seen the movie, let me know what you think. If you haven't, and you went and watched it because of this episode, I would like to know that as well. Tell me what you guys thought, what you liked, what you didn't, you know, what you didn't like about this episode, about the movie itself. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is out now at your local theater. I'm not sure if it's on Disney Plus, but I think it's not. I think if I ever were to talk about another film, it might be like Venom, because I didn't like the first one. And I'll talk about the My Hero movie and just different things. Like, I'm working on Death Stranding, the video game, and I plan to talk about that with some other people in the near future. So certain things, I'm not going to be like a movie review podcast or this. You know, it's just different things I just want to talk about. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy that. Remember, you can support on patreon.com/wondersoul. We have $1, $3, $5 tier. If you just want to support, get bonus content, early access, a bunch of stuff. I'm trying to work on the early access, but with my limited time through my schedule, I kind of just throw it all out at the same time. So I apologize about that. I'm going to work on that here in the future. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is under the same name, Wondersoul. Wondersoul.com. No, it's youtube.com/Wondersoul, or just search Wondersoul on your phone. If you have YouTube, just go ahead and hit the subscribe. We're trying to get 1,000 subscribers on that channel, because that's just been a goal for a long time. And I think we're close to 700 right now. And with that being said, I'm going to try to do a little bit more content that's geared towards the YouTube. I'm going to give that a go if I can fit it in. So be there to check that out. That's it. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are being safe. And until the next episode of the podcast, you guys do good. Take care. And I'll talk to you guys later.
I gave you 10 years to live your life. Now you see me rise. And where did that get you? You walked in my shadow. I trained you. Most dangerous people in the world couldn't kill you, son. It's time for you to take your place by my side. You better watch out, 'cause it's my time. That's not going to happen.
Team!